The family of Gazan engineer Dirar Abu Sisi, who was abducted by Israeli Mossad agents in the Ukraine in 2011, demanded his immediate release from an Israeli prison. Tel Aviv initially refused to confirm Abu Sisi's detention, but an Israeli court later confirmed that he is being held for questioning by Israeli intelligence services. After 2 years of being in Israeli jail, Abu Sisi is experiencing serious health problems due to long continued interrogation and solitary confinement. Abu Sisi is married to a Ukrainian woman and has 6 children who want to be reunited with their father. His imprisonment is especially agonizing for his elderly parents.
My son was abducted by Israeli Mossad agents 2 years ago, and my family is still in shock. His mother keeps crying, and his children keep asking about him. It is especially hard for his children because they can't visit him or even talk to him over the telephone. I want his immediate release, and I call on all the world to help bring my son back to his family.
According to prisoners' advocacy groups, Abu Sisi is losing his ability to talk due to prolonged isolation. Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights, who has been following Abu Sisi's case, accused the Israeli legal system of failing to respect international law.
The case of Dirar Abu Sisi is a clear and flagrant violation of international law, both because the way he was detained and the way he is being held. He was abducted in a foreign country, and for 2 years he has been held without trial in solitary confinement. Palestinian prisoners, including Abu Sisi, are suffering because the Israeli legal system doesn't respect international law.
Dirar Abu Sisi was also the only Palestinian prisoner to be excluded from a May 2012 deal with the Israeli prison service to end solitary confinement, which was made to end a mass hunger strike launched by Palestinian prisoners.
The abduction and detention of Dirar Abu Sisi is a perfect illustration of the way in which Israel is able to commit its crimes with impunity, not only within the borders of historic Palestine, but across the world as well. And it also shows the ease with which Israel is able to violate every established norm of both domestic and international law.
Prior to his abduction, Dirar Abu Sisi was the manager of operations at Gaza's sole power generating plant. Rights groups say the ill treatment of Abu Sisi shows the impunity of the Israeli regime. Many here fear that while the international community continues to turn a blind eye towards Israeli crimes, rights of the Palestinian people will continue to be violated. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.